Cloister and outbuildings of the convent town hall. They were part of the former convent of the Franciscan friars of the Minims, a religious building erected during the first half of the 7th century. Even with the ecclesiastical confiscation of Mendizábal in 1835, the convent's oratory remained the property of the church, and the rest of the complex, the cloister, the convent's outbuildings, and the hospital, became municipal property in 1850. The cloister was the place of meditation and the nerve center of the community. Around it were the church, the chapter house, the refectory, the dormitories, etc. The courtyard of 10 by 11 Valencian rods, old measure of length, was landscaped, and there was also a well. The porticoed galleries of the cloister, 3 rods wide, gave access to the different rooms. The church communicated with the cloister through a door under an arch that can still be seen today. The chapter hall was the meeting place where somebody was called to account. The refectory was the dining room. The kitchen was next to the refectory. The dormitory of the friars of the Minims consisted of individual cells. There was also a pantry, bakery, and wine cellar. The infirmary was separated from the convent by the prohibition of eating food of animal origin inside the enclosure of the convent, whether the sick could eat with dispensation. The vegetable garden was located on the west side of the convent building, between it and the reservoir. Little is known of the cloister, but the arcades formed by a thread of 28 by 14 by 5 centimeter tiles, which could correspond to the Arabic metrology. They are placed edgewise with white mortar of lime and sand, are the original ones and correspond to the construction system of the period of Mudéjar influence. The north facade of the convent building is not aligned with the facade of the church. It is slightly removed to emphasize the church and create a new public space, the square. In 1987, a project was approved to raise the height of the second floor, which was a quarter of a story below the main floor, to be used by the town hall. The work was finished around 1992, and the official inauguration was in 1995. In 1993, excavations were carried out in the central courtyard of the cloister, and it was left as it is today. Part of the convent was used as a hospital from 1730 onwards, an institution dedicated to the care of the poor, the sick, and the transients. The hospital was erected in an annex building located on the site where the current old people's home is located. The cloister and the convent's outbuildings are the current seat of the town hall.